So here, Gaudapada Acharya establishes the mithyatvam of the universe, jagat being mithya, and the life of samsara being mithya, by showing the ignorance, the maya itself being mithya. Maya, the avritihi, ajnanam, is mithya. The cause is mithya. Therefore, maya karyam, jagat maya karyam, samsara is also mithya. Karya prapanchaha is mithya. Karana maya is also mithya. People get the confused with maya and mithya. So maya itself is mithya. Ajnanam is mithya. Avidya is mithya. There is no such a thing called avidya, absolutely. It is relative. And then, if you really analyze, it is not there. If you search for it, it is not there. Dharmaya iti jayante.
Dharmaya iti jayante.
Jayante tena tattvataha.
Jayante tena tattvataha.
Janma mayopamam tesham.
Janma mayopamam tesham.
Sacha mayana vidyate.
Sacha mayana vidyate.
And he openly talks about it now. Dharmaha iti ye jayante. See, those objects here in this universe, the objects which constitute this universe are called what? Dharmaha. The word dharmaha here, don't mistake it for law, something else. Yet dharmaha means all the objects which constitute this universe are dharmaha. Why? Because every object here exists within the realm of the order. Okay, therefore it is dharmaha. We are all dharmaha. Not only living beings are dharmaha, non-living things are also dharmaha. The plants are dharmaha. The animals are dharmaha. The microbes are dharmaha. Everything is dharmaha. Dharma means what now? Everything is, all these objects of experience, dharmaha. So all of them, jayante, there is seeming birth, seeming origination, seeming creation of these beings. That is why we can't help having jata karma. Jata karma we do. Why do we jata karma? Naming ceremony for the baby. Okay, new arrival. All the 41 samskaras we do. And there is also antyeshti. Our person goes, we do antyeshti also. Isn't it? Others do antyeshti. And before the arrival, jatakarma, others do. We do all these things because it means there is a seeming origination, seeming birth, the seeming arrival of the objects here. So how do you account for this? How can you say these things are not there? Objects are not there. There is no creation. There is no destruction. There is no... The jagat doesn't even exist. It's only mithya. It doesn't have... There is a substance called universe. There is a substance called object. Therefore, doesn't come, doesn't go, doesn't exist. Everything is mithya. How can you say that? Again, the mind asks the question. It is difficult to say jagat is... Resolving the jagat is very difficult. Therefore, he says, ye dharmaha iti jayante, though all these objects which are born, which are seemingly born as objects of experience, te tattvataha na jayante, absolutely they are not born. They are not born. Absolutely they do not originate. There's no origination, coming into existence, they are not really born. They do not come into existence newly, really speaking. Tattvataha, absolutely. Which means, from the standpoint of the Vekar Vishwaha, yes, there is origination, there is birth, there is creation of these objects of waking universe. But it's from the standpoint of Turiyaha Tattvataha, is it? From the standpoint of Turiya Chaitanyam, consciousness, the non-negatable reality, what cannot be negated is the reality. Non-negatable reality, the consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam, from the standpoint of Turiyam, yes, all these, the so-called, this origination, the creation of these beings is not really there, it is mithya. Tattvataha na jayante, you are not born. No, I remember my date of birth. You are not born. I remember the first birthday celebration. You are not born. I remember the taste of the cake I enjoyed on the birthday. You are not born. Nothing is born. Nothing is destroyed. No, I cried so much when my grandfather was cremated. Really. He is not available anymore. I cried. Yes. Crying is not a papam. Crying is not a wrong thing. Crying is also relative. You are not absolutely crying. Nothing wrong. This is not emotional. Sometimes crying is not for emotional entanglement. It is a respect. It is not. It is really expression of one's, you know, the acknowledgement of the person being there around. No? Then the person disappears. That's different. Therefore, there's no destruction. There's no such thing called a total absolute destruction of anything here. There's no total creation or absolute creation of anything here. The creation is relative. Destruction also is relative. There's no absolute creation or destruction of anything. Tattvataha na jayante. Na jayante. Why? Because janma maya upamam tesham. Tesham janma maya upamam. Maya in the second line means magic. Not the ignorance maya. In this context, the word maya means the magician's skill, the magical skill is called maya. So, tesham janma, the creation, the birth, the origination of all these objects here is like the magician's product in the magic show. Maya upamam, comparable to the magical, you know, objects created by the magician. The magician comes to the show, takes his hat, brings another hat from this side, shows both the sides of the hat, and puts the hats together and separates them. From there the pigeon flies, the bird flies. My God, it is, we know there's no real pigeon flying from there. Unbelievable, but still it is a fact, it is true, there's no bird flying there. That's why it's called Maya. It's not really there. So Maya Upama means, here Maya Upama means it is comparable to the products, the objects which are shown, the magic show using the skill of a magician, isn't it? So here's Maya Upama, this Janma. Sacha Maya na vidyate. Really speaking, the Maya, that such a thing is not there. comparable to the, isn't it? There's no such a thing called Maya. Sacha Maya na vidyate. The seeming birth of the body, the seeming death of the body, and the birth and death are changes which happen, which are the changes are relative destruction, not the absolute destruction. Therefore, there is no Maya. In fact, there is no such a thing called Maya. This creation of this universe is like the magician's magic show, which is not real. Then second Maya, he says what? There is no Maya at all. There is no such a thing called Maya, which is absolutely real. Therefore, the Maya produced samsara is also what? Cannot be absolutely real. I already told you. I can give you one more example here. You know, like how Swamiji gives example of sun going in such a mist darkness. You know, in villages, when the weddings happen, there will be people. The villages means we don't have bright lights all over. The streets will be very dark. And only in the evenings, we have something called Maapilai Alaippu. You know, in receiving the bride, groom, to the wedding hall. Very special occasions. Bridegroom means like Bhagavan for us. So the bride's parents and the bride's people have to go and receive him with all respect, the bridegroom and his family. So when we go, and then they'll be, because all the roads are had to bring them here to the wedding hall. All villages now, all dark, everywhere darkness. They know, we don't have street lights those days. So what they'll do, they used to have Petromax lights. And the bride's father tells, you please go. He asks, no, he's having his Petromax light on his head. He's having like this. We appoint, no, we pay money and then get those up, people with Petromax lights. And the bride's father says, he asks, where should they go? No, my light is ready. Where should they go? He says, please go wherever there is darkness. And this man goes carrying the Petromax light. Wherever he goes, there's no darkness. He keeps walking and walking and walking. Finally, he's not available for the wedding. And then, where did you go? We were all searching for you. It was so dark here. We could not get you here. The function time, very important. Why did you bring you paying money? You told me to go where there is darkness. I was going. As he was going, because why? He was not simply going. He was going having a Petromax light on his head. Wherever he goes, there's no darkness. Now what I'm saying, there is no Maya other than you. Okay? You are the Kalluli Mangan, as Swamiji says. And so you are there. Now you are there. You are Jnanam. Wherever you go, in front of you, there's no Ajnanam. Other than you, there's no ignorance, isn't it? Sacha Maya Navidyate. Okay. Give you one more example here. Yatha Maya Mayad Bijat.
Yatha Maya
Mayad Bijat. Jayate tanmayonkuraha.
Jayate
tanmayonkuraha. Nasau nityo cha. Nasau nityo na chochedi.
Nasau nityo
na chochedi. Tadvad dharmeshu yojana.
Tadvad dharmeshu yojana.
Yatha maya mayad bijat.
Yatha maya mayad bijat.
Jayate tanmayonkuraha.
Jayate tanmayonkuraha.
Nasau nityo na chochedi.
Nasau nityo na chochedi.
Tadvad dharmeshu yojana.
Tadvad dharmeshu yojana.
See, maya mayad bijat tanmayaha ankuraha jayate. Dream seed can produce only dream plant. I saw the seed in the dream, and the same seed I sowed in my dream, and the waking I see the sprout you cannot say. Which means, a seed which was experienced in the dream cannot, is it, become, produce a real sprout, cannot produce a real plant. Which means, a dream seed could have become the dream plant. It cannot become real. So, what mithya seed can produce only mithya plant. Whatever is the cause, so will be the effect. Within the realm of the relative universe also. So here, he says, when the mithya, cause is mithya, maya is mithya. The so-called ajnanam, the ignorance. What is ignorance? What is avidya? What is maya? That's why today I started my class with this teaching today. The power of knowing, which is inseparable swarupam of the reality. When it is unmanifest, it is called maya. Knowledge is not maya. The power of knowing is not, okay, not maya. The power of knowing, unmanifest condition, the power of knowing is not maya. Power of knowing is the reality, isn't it? The power of knowing, when it is unmanifest, is known by the term maya. Why it is known by the term maya? Because it is not really there. What unmanifestation is, isn't it? What is there is only jnanam. And the power of, therefore, that is mithya, the maya is mithya, it is not real. Just as the fire and the power of burning, there is no such thing called power of burning other than outside of the fire. There is no power of illumining outside of the sun. There is no power of knowing other than consciousness. Therefore, consciousness, the reality is satyam. And the power, inseparable power is also what? There is no such a thing called power of knowing other than consciousness. Because the power of knowing has no substance other than consciousness. Okay, let me remove the fire away and I keep the power of burning at home. Let me send the fire, put the fire off. Can you say that? When the fire is put off, the power of burning goes along with that. Let us keep the power of illumining here, let us send the sun away. No, they are inseparable. Therefore, there is a power of illumining has no substance called power of illumining other than the sun. There is no substance called power of burning other than the fire. There is no substance called power of knowing other than consciousness. Therefore, there is only name. Therefore, it is only mithya. What is satyam then? The consciousness alone is satyam. That is also what now? Mithya means, a mithya produced. Mithya is, cause is mithya means, effect also must be mithya, if it cannot be real. So what about this jagat? What about samsaraha? What about the birth of all these beings now? What about the destruction of all these beings? This, what is samsara, is it? All this is mithya. Why? Because the cause is mithya. The maya is mithya. Karana maya is mithya. Therefore, karya prapancha is also mithya. He says, maya mayat bijat, from the seed which is maya, which is mithya, jayate tanmayaha ankuraha. So Maya means actually that which is not really. So the ignorance, the avidya, the Maya, which is not really there, absolutely there, from that, how can the really existent universe come? Therefore, the universe which has come into, which has seemingly originated, also is not there really, because the Maya itself is not there really. Therefore, na asau nityaha, na cha uchedi. Na asau nityaha, na cha uchedi. Uchedi means nashayuktaha, destructible. Now, this universe cannot be defined. What is the lesson he wants to give here? When you say Maya is mithya, the Maya caused effect to the universe also is what? Mithya. Samsara is mithya. Mithya means what? That which does not have independent existence of its own. Therefore, what? It is not really there. Therefore, that which is not really there, how can it talk about the birth of something, destruction of something? For you, no, you should say, there is somebody here sitting next to me. Then you can ask the question, when did this person enter? When did that person go back? But nobody is around me. How can you say, when can you ask me the question, when did he come, when did he go back? Who? Who are you asking? There's nobody around me. Like that, there's no such thing called Maya. Therefore, Maya Karam Jagat also is not really there. And how can you talk about the arrival of the universe and departure of the universe? How can you talk about the beginning of the universe and end of the universe? Creation of the universe, destruction of the universe. Therefore, what about this universe now? You can reduce the whole universe into one word called matter. You know, then say, is matter eternal or non-eternal? Is it permanent or impermanent? Is it, you know, nityaha, is it eternal? Or is it uchedi? Means it is destructible. You cannot say. See, anirvach, learn this technical term, anirvachaniya. Maya is anirvachaniya. Or you can say maya karyam jagat, matter is non-definable, inexplicable. Why you cannot say it is not there, it is non-eternal? Can you say universe is non-eternal? Can you say it is eternal? It is permanent or even impermanent? You cannot say anything about the matter. Why? Because it is really not there. Isn't it? Something must be there. There is a boy sitting in front of me. Then you can say, how old is he? Where is he coming from? What is his name? You can talk about the person only when there is somebody there is in front of me. When I am sitting all alone, there is nobody is around me, nobody is in front of me, you come and ask me all these questions. When did that person come? Where did he go? What is his name? You cannot talk anything about it. Then what do you call it then? Non-definable, inexplicable, indescribable. Know why? It is not there. Why do you say it is not there? Yes, you search for it. It is seemingly there. You see, it seems to be there. When you go closely and analyze, it is there, it will disappear. It will not be there. Like what? Like how the snake, you experience the snake, you analyze, snake resolves, snake disappears in rope. You see the dry land, okay, you see the mirage water and you go Oh, water so nice, this hot weather. As we drive, driving in India or hot places, you will see the tar roads. You go closely, the water disappears. Mirage water. You're experiencing mirage water. It is not there really. You're experiencing the snake. It is not really. When you ask what it is, it will resolve. As long as you do not question what it is, it enjoys existence. When you start questioning what it is, it will disappear. You see the big elephant in front of the temple. My God, how beautiful this elephant is. In temples now they have real elephants also. And sometimes we also keep some, you know, the stone carved elephants. We have wooden elephants also. And then you see from distance, it looks very real elephant. And you go near. My God, doesn't move. Touch it. Wooden elephant. And what is there now? Only wood. Isn't it? Marathai. மறைத்தது மாமத யானை மரத்தில் மறைந்தது. So you analyze what is Maya, she will disappear, abscond. It's not there. Just as this snake resolves, mirage water resolves, so also Maya will resolve, Ajnanam will resolve. Ignorance, you cannot establish what existence of ignorance first of all. Establish the independent existence of ignorance. Okay, I am here, the knower, and ignorance is my object of knowledge. I am experiencing ignorance. I know I am ignorant of so many things. There is something called ignorance. Yes. Relatively there, from the standpoint of the waker you, there is ignorance. The standpoint of Turiyam consciousness, there is no ignorance which has independent existence. Ignorance, if you ask, ignorance will disappear. What she is. So he says, ignorance is not there. When ignorance is not there at all, what is that which appears as ignorance then? Ignorance also is one of the abhasas. One of the, it's also what now? Appearance of the same consciousness only. For here, there's no ignorance, really speaking. Therefore, when it is not there, how can you talk about the nature of ignorance? What is ignorance? You cannot describe ignorance, define what ignorance is, because it is not there. Nityaha, you cannot say nityaha, eternal. You cannot say it is uchedi, it is destructible. Ignorance is not destructible. We dispel ignorance, means what? We only resolve. Dissolve, not destroy. Pujya Swamiji always beautifully uses term resolves. We resolve, not destroyed. When you see the rope snake, and you go closely, and when you discover what the snake is, you have not destroyed the snake. You have resolved the snake in the rope. Similarly, you are only resolving ignorance, not destroying ignorance. Therefore, it is not destructible. It is not eternal. It is not non-eternal. It is not permanent, not impermanent. You cannot define it because it is not there. Why should you talk about the existence, something which is not there? Okay, he says, Tadvat dharmeshu yojana. In the same way, what he says is, when the Maya, avidya, ignorance itself is non-definable, what about the Maya products, these beings? All the, so we cannot talk about all our bodies also here. What? No. We cannot say they are eternal, nor can we say they are non-eternal, nor can we say they are destructible. They are non-definable, indescribable. Why? Because this is not there. Description explanation, you know, is of only of something which is really existent. So descriptions or definitions are possible of things which are relatively there. Isn't it? The descriptions also what now? Relative descriptions. There is no absolute explanation or description of anything here. Because everything is relative. The description of everything also is what now? Relative. There is a boy called Purushottam. He is of this size. He is his name. Age. Description is not untrue. It is not tucham. It is real. But relatively real. Vidari personality is a relatively real personality. Description also relatively real. And this is an absolute description of anything. Because it is not there absolutely. Therefore what? All these beings are also non-definable beings. Which means they are not there. Non-definability is due to their seeming existence, not real existence. Understand? They are not really there. Why he is breaking his head like this? Please understand there is no Jagat. No. We are all hungry now. How can you say it is not real? Hunger also is mithya, isn't it? They say you won't come next class, so let me do one more verse now. Najeshu sarva dharmeshu.
Najeshu sarva dharmeshu.
Shashvata shashvata bhidha.
Shashvata shashvata bhidha.
Yatra varnana vartante.
Yatra varnana vartante.
Vivekastatra nochyate.
Vivekastatra nochyate.
Najeshu sarva dharmeshu.
Najeshu sarva dharmeshu.
Shashvata shashvata bhidha.
Shashvata shashvata bhidha.
Yatra varnana vartante.
Yatra varnana vartante.
Vivekastatra nochyate.
Vivekastatra nochyate.
Okay. Na ajeshu sarva dharmeshu shashvata ashashvata abhida. Abhida, abhida means literally means name. Name itself is what? A sort of description, isn't it? When you say a flower, that itself is what? An adjective, isn't it? It distinguishes the flower from other objects. Therefore, and any description for that matter, flower, the color, the petals, etc., etc. So, he says, the sarva dharmeshu, all these objects, the living, non-living, sentient, insentient, animate, inanimate, elemental beings, all these beings cannot be defined as something eternal. They cannot be defined as non-eternal. They cannot be defined as permanent. They cannot be defined as something impermanent and destructible. Why? Because they are not there. Description is always of something which is really there. How can you describe something which is not there at all? Okay, this is the matter. Okay, matter is indefinable, non-definable, indescribable because it is not really there. It is as though there, it is seemingly there. It is only appearance of the seeming motion in consciousness, or consciousness in seeming motion. The matter and the material objects which constitute this universe are nothing but the consciousness in seeming motion. They are not really there. Therefore, they are non-definable. Fine. What about consciousness? It is aja, ajeshu, sarvadharmeshu. They are not even born. They are not even there. Okay. Varnaha na vartante. Varnaha means the descriptions are not possible. Explanations are not possible. Definitions are not possible. Varnaha means what now? Varnaha means that which description. Varnyante iti varnaha. The descriptions. So adjectives are not possible. All the adjectives are what now? Descriptions of the noun. So descriptions are not possible. Definitions are not possible. Why? Because tatra vivekaha, if we try to this na, vivekaha na cha uchyate. Why? Because how can you describe when something is not there? Okay, what about consciousness then? Can we describe consciousness? Consciousness also is anirvachaniyam. Chaitanyam anirvachaniyam. Brahman, the consciousness also is non-definable, non-describable. Why? Because it is of the nature of attributelessness. A thing must have attributes for it to be described. Consciousness has no attribute. So how can you describe consciousness? Because no attribute is there. So here we understand, for an object to be described, for the words to be used, for the words to describe the object and to bring to light, the object must fulfill some conditions. And what are there are five conditions. And those five conditions, you know, if the object can fulfill, and that object is available for words to be described, therefore those five conditions are called Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. Shabda Pravartanartham Nimittam Bhavati. A particular, no, there are some conditions which become instrumental for the very, for the words to describe an object. What are the five conditions? Jatihi. Jatihi means jatihi, the birth. Then gunaha, quality, the nature. Jatihi gunaha, then karma, action or purpose, the function. Jatihi gunaha karma, dravyam, the substance. Then jatihi gunaha karma dravyam sambandaha, not sampat, sambandaha. Sambandaha means relationship, connection. So if an object fulfills these five conditions in terms of birth or creation, quality, gunaha, karma, action or function, the purpose, then dravyam, the substance, then sambandaha, the connection or relationship. At least any one of these five conditions, if object can fulfill, you know, then we can describe that object. So these five things are called Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. Shabda Pravritti Nimitta means these five things serve as instrumental for a word to be able to describe an object. Now, consciousness does not fulfill any of these conditions. Consciousness has no birth, no beginning. Why it has no beginning? There is no another cause for consciousness. And consciousness is not the cause of anything else. Why? Because it is of the nature of changelessness. For anything to be a cause, it must undergo change. But consciousness is not the cause. Why? Because it is of the nature of changelessness. Because it is of the nature of beginninglessness, timelessness, therefore it has no cause. It is not the cause because it is of the nature of changelessness. Okay. Doesn't give birth to anything, is not born of anything. So no jati. Then gunaha. Consciousness has no specific attribute, specific quality. Comparable quality also is not there because there is no second consciousness or second thing other than consciousness also. Gunaha, jati, then karma. And because of its all pervasiveness, because of its changelessness, changeless nature, all pervasive nature, it is of the nature of motionlessness. Therefore, it is of the nature of actionlessness. What action does consciousness do? No action. Therefore, no karma. Jati, guna, karma or kriya, you can say. Then dravyam. Is there a substance other than consciousness? Consciousness is not a substantive which has another substance. The substance, the substantive are inseparable. Understand? Only substance inseparable from the substantive consciousness. Isn't it? Then we say, no jati, dravyam, then no sambandha. For sambandha to be there, for the relationship, connection to be there, there must be a parallel reality or at least something else other than consciousness. No. There is no second parallel reality to consciousness with which you can relate consciousness to. Isn't it? Therefore, sambandha is not. Ekatvatu, advayatvatu, advitiyatvatu, na sambandha. There's no sambandha because of its non-dual, secondless oneness. Okay? Nature of, because of oneness. Because of non-duality, because of its secondlessness. There's no substance other than consciousness. Ekatvate, there's no other dravyam. Because sarvagatatvate, because of its all pervasiveness, there's no motion or action on the part of consciousness. Shuddhatvate, because it is, it is pure, there's no other quality it has. And we say, jati, nityatvate, it is because of its eternity, there is no birth. So because of its changelessness, nirvikaratvata, it is not the cause also. So what? Consciousness does not fulfill any of this shabda pravritti nimitta, these conditions. Therefore, it is not describable. Which means what? It is non-definable. So what consciousness is of the nature of attributelessness? Nirgunatvatu, nirvikaratvatu, sarvagatatvatu, ekatvatu, advayatvatu, advitiyatvatu. It is non-definable. consciousness also is non-definable. Matter also is non-definable. For what? Matter is nothing but consciousness in seeming motion. There is no matter really speaking. There is no substance called matter which has independent existence. Therefore, there is no substance called Jagat which has independent existence, which is not there. Therefore, we don't need to break our heads to talk about its creation or destruction of it. Okay? All that Vedanta does is, it does not give us any new fresh experience. It only helps us to draw our attention from the Mithya Namarupa to Satyam Brahma. It's like we are already experiencing the world of opaque objects. The very experience of the world of opaque objects is the proof for our already experiencing the light. But for us, the light is as good as non-existent because our attention is totally drawn by the opaque objects. And what Vedanta does not give us a new experience of the light. It draws our attention takes our attention from the opaque objects to the light. Similarly, the very experience of the Jagat, the inert material objects, relatively real, empirically real, material products, the universe of material, inert material universe, we are already experiencing. That itself is the proof for the experience of the consciousness being already there. In every experience of the inert material object, what we are inevitably, unavoidably, choicelessly experiencing is the consciousness. Therefore, Vedanta does not give us the new experience, new realization of consciousness here. It only helps us shift our attention from the inert material objects to the consciousness. Understand? By shifting from the standpoint of that consciousness, it helps us to see how there is no material world. There is no matter. Absolutely. Therefore, you cannot define whether the matter is permanent or impermanent, whether it is real or not, whether it is eternal or non-eternal. So now you have to, consciousness is anirvachaniyam, non-definable. Why? Because it is of the nature of attributelessness, indescribable. But the matter is also non-describable, non-definable, because it is not there absolutely. Okay? We'll stop here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.